DW. It's August 15th. The Taliban are standing before the gates of Kabul. Omaid Sharifi tweets a video with the following note. Good morning, Kabul. We are painting a mural today, now. It reminded me of the famous scene from Titanic, where the musicians play until the ship sinks. I hope you're enjoying as you see our miseries, world. Several days after his tweet, the artist from Kabul is on a plane, leaving the city he loves so dearly.
Leaving my country, I'm leaving behind everything. I'm just taking a backpack to have a voice, to have the freedom of expression. It was hard. I think a big part of me has died when I left Afghanistan.
Today, Omaid lives in a refugee camp. He's a man who experienced terrible things, but didn't want to give up his home, Afghanistan. That's why he founded the Art Lords in 2014, a group of artists that painted Kabul's blast walls. And considering how many of them there are, there's a lot to do. These grey, protective walls are transformed into colourful murals, with scenes like a plane bombing the earth below with hearts, a band-aid slapped onto a map of Afghanistan, gigantic eyes watching corrupt politicians, brave women and human rights advocates. Back in 2016, when we first met, Omaid Sharifi said it was important to stay hopeful. But then things took an unexpected turn. The Taliban are once again back in power and have painted propaganda over the blast walls in black and white. People like Amadullah Wasik from the Taliban's Culture Commission decide what goes up.
We're going to put up our words and pictures everywhere in the city to give people strength and to call on them to keep Kabul clean.
Omaid Sharifi watches from afar but can't do anything about it. Every time a picture is destroyed, it's as if a piece of himself is destroyed along with it.
They're very fearful of Art Lords and the art that we had created. And also, they're also fearful of art, any expression of art, because they know art gives people hope. It will encourage them to ask questions, stand up, and start the resistance. So their first act was against art and Art Lords.
Back in 2016, we accompanied Omaid Sharifi and his friends as they painted these walls in Kabul, alongside the national soccer team. Time was of the essence because, in Kabul, an attack can happen at any moment. Just hours before, Omaid had already lost a friend.
I really didn't know how to react to this anymore. The last time when I was painting in the streets, I didn't care about it. But today, I'm really afraid that it's coming closer to us every single day. This is the only way I can say no to these barbaric terrorists. This is the only way I can tell them that I will continue my work, and there's so many other people that they will continue. And if I stop, they will win. And I really didn't want them to win.
I was wrong. The terrorists did win, but I'm not sure how long, because and how they will continue governing, because they don't know anything about governance, they don't know anything about service delivery. They won, they are in charge, they have armored cars now, they are roaming around Kabul city like aliens from the very past. But the real losers are the people of Afghanistan.
And Omaid Sharifi blames the West, too, for all of this.
They created a false hope for the people of Afghanistan. They told our sisters, my sisters, my family, they told me that I'm the future of Afghanistan. We took them for their words. We stood up. Every single day of my life was under the threat of the Taliban suicide attacks. I lost members of my family, and we stood up for democracy, for values, for human rights.
Omaid Sharifi says the West should be ashamed of itself, because at the moment in time when he was needed the most, he had to leave Afghanistan.
DW.